points out another nekuda about what's unique in Eretz Yisrael. It says kol tanugim, the all tanugim are in Eretz Yisrael, as well as all types of tainug. And even when people eat the sour grapes, they don't hurt the tooth. Ulam kitzuf moskim arayach, and your bitter things are sweet like honey. And then next paragraph, it's perich lamarpe and so on. Ima psonim bris karsu misayach bein satan. They were kairis a bris with the nechashim, and nobody was hurt by the nechashim. I think there's an akuda here. Everything else in the world itself, from when Adam Rishon ate, from Eitz Hadas Tova Ra, everything has a tarevus of Tova Ra in it. And everything we eat has a shell, a part that's inedible, something that's bitter. It has a tkufa that's not good. There's Ra mixed into it. And therefore, no matter what we, in any other place of the world, there's always going to be a downside to everything. Everything is a tarevus. Eretz Yisrael has in itself the bris karas with the psonim, the nochash. The pshat is in Eretz Yisrael, there's a miut of klipa and zuma. And things in Eretz Yisrael have a certain tahara to themselves. And that's why the Tziv says in his pirush, says Keteva Eretz Ma'od Ma'od by Eretz Yisrael. So he explains what's the double Ma'od. So he says every place, the better it is in Gashmias, the more it drives a person away from Ruchnias. A person sinks into it. Eretz Yisrael's Toiv is arranged in a way that it doesn't draw the person into it. It doesn't shter as Ruchnias. So I think he's being the Balakin is being madgish over here, this inyan of Eretz Yisrael, that even the sour grapes don't hurt the teeth. In other words, the mile of Eretz Yisrael is the tara from things that are bad, from the zuama and so on, that there's a brisk crusoe with the koyach of Ra, that Eretz Yisrael is much less of it, or doesn't have it, bitikunai. Zion kechi kol tzori gilod etzirayich, ein dayich, leman kayom godlush vorayich.